keeping you well. It's Health Call on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
There is no doubt whatsoever that 2020 was a year we'd all like to forget. COVID-19 killed over 600,000 Americans and forced big changes on all of us. Despite those setbacks, a new study says we could see people living to the age of 130 years old sooner than you might have expected. Health Call's Lee Kelso joining us live right now with a look at life expectancy and how you can get a personal projection of how much time you have left here on planet Earth. Lee, let's go ahead and just get the bad news out of the way first. What did the pandemic do to our average lifespan?
Well, it was definitely a setback, but last year's drop in life expectancy wasn't due just to the virus alone. A person born in the USA last year can expect to live to 77.8 years. So that means life expectancy actually went backwards one full year in 2020. The pandemic certainly played a role in all of that, but drug overdoses were also a factor. Black males took the biggest hit with the drop of 3 years in projected lifespan.
It's definitely sad to hear, but let's shift from looking back to looking into the future. You found a study that says we could see humans live to 130 years before long.
Yeah, now while the growing number of people already reach age 100, and researchers at the University of Washington say by the end of the century, at least one person will reach 130. There's a 99% chance that we'll commonly see people live to age 124. The oldest documented lifespan so far is a French woman at 122, so really, it's not all that far-fetched.
That's crazy. All right, so let's put all these generalities aside here and just get a little personal, Lee. How can I estimate my lifespan today? Is there a way to look out and predict how long I might actually live?
Yes, there is, and it is surprisingly easy. There are a number of lifespan calculators online. So you plug in your age, your sex, height, weight, some other health data, and the algorithm gives you an answer. Now, I visited several of these, from simple to pretty complex, but they all seem to be pretty close, saying that I'm going to live to age either 89 to 92, so right in that range. But one of them is unique. It's pretty interesting. The University of Connecticut has what it calls its healthy life expectancy calculator. Just answer a few anonymous questions, and it projects that I'm going to die at age 97, staying healthy most of the way. But when I lied and told the calculator that I'm an overweight diabetic who eats poorly and don't exercise, well, then my age dropped down to 79 and that I would die after 3 years of failing health.
Oh, wow. Well, that's definitely interesting. Can we put a link on the WoWo site in the Health Call Facebook page so folks can try this out for themselves?
Sure, I've got it up on the Health Call page right now, and the link's right there for you to share. The basic algorithm behind these calculators was developed by life insurance companies for figuring out their financial models and their profitability, so there's years and years of data supporting them, so they're somewhat accurate at least, but of course, you never know what tomorrow brings. It's kind of comforting to think that I could be relatively healthy up to my mid-90s. I turned 64 this week, so weird to think that a third of life could still be ahead.
Well, hey, happy early birthday, Lee. I had no idea, and I actually just found one of the health calculators myself, so I'm going to complete it during the next commercial break. That's definitely what I'll be doing, and we'll be tuned in this week, Lee, to hear Health Call on WoWo.
Thanks. We'll see you Saturday morning at 9 right here on WoWo.
I love it. Again, that's Lee Kelso, our Health Call correspondent. He tunes in with us every Tuesday at this time here on WoWo.
Health Call every Tuesday on WoWo and online at healthcall.live.
Podcasts by Federated Media.